Welcome to Orphans No More, a media extension of Justice for Orphans, a ministry dedicated to rally the church for the cause of the fatherless, inspiring, educating, and equipping believers to care for vulnerable children, and supporting those who have heard and heeded the call of James 1:27. Here's your host, Sandra Flack.
Hi, everyone. Welcome to episode 212 of the Orphans No More podcast. I hope you are healthy and well and surviving COVID-19 isolation. I am recording this episode today from home, so I apologize in advance if you hear kids yelling or a dog barking. I am here in the trenches with you. My kids are here with me. We're once again homeschooling. I homeschooled for 16 years, graduated 6 of our 8 kids. Our youngest two, now ages 14 and 16, are both doing great in public school. Our district has a phenomenal special education program, which they both need. But here we are on about day 5 of homeschooling again. And I'll be honest, after day 1, I had to repent for a bad attitude. I was not happy with the inconvenience of having to homeschool again. I love having my boys home, so don't get me wrong, but their special educational needs, they require a lot of one-on-one for school. And I work from home most days anyway, but the added challenge of trying to keep one kid out of his room and at the kitchen table doing school for longer than 5 minutes, and the other kid arguing with me about even doing the schoolwork, which takes longer than actually doing it, I was ready to quit after day 1. And as I went to bed that night discouraged, our governor announced that all the schools would be closed at least until April 1st. I cried. The next morning during my quiet time, I had to repent for such a bad attitude, but I realized my mild inconvenience is nothing compared with what our neighbors out there are facing. I want to share an encouraging word with you and some perspective on what we, the church, must be doing at this time. But first, I have to tell you this. I walked into my office to record this podcast this morning, and I caught a glimpse of a little card on a shelf. It was just leaning up against a book. I'll put a picture of the card in the blog post for this episode so you can see it. But I don't remember putting that card in that prominent spot, but there it was. It caught my eye. So I picked it up. It's from a Bible study I did a couple of years ago, and I want to read it to you now because it's a perfect word of encouragement for us today. It's from Isaiah 54, verse 10, and it says, "Though the mountains be shaken and the hills be removed, yet my unfailing love for you will not be shaken, nor my covenant of peace be removed, says the Lord, who has compassion on you." Well, we are in a time where our lives have been shaken and the normalcy that we are used to has been removed. But God is still on the throne. He loves us, and in Him we find peace and compassion. And these three things, love, peace, and compassion, are what we must share with our neighbors. In light of the coronavirus, it is time for us to shine. You see, there are children and families in crisis in every community, my community and your community, and their crisis is now compounded due to coronavirus. We are all inconvenienced by the impact COVID-19 is having on our communities and families, but for struggling families, those inconveniences can quickly trigger a downward spiral that can have tragic consequences. In addition to the everyday challenges single moms and grandmas raising grandkids face, now they have less resources, less income, and more expenses. Kids are out of school, which means the lunches and breakfast that they typically got in school are not available. Families without transportation cannot get to food pantries, stores, or schools to pick up their free meals. And due to workplace closings, families are out of work. We all have these situations ourselves, but for families in crisis, it's much worse. If they can't go to work, they're out of resources. If they can go to work, then they need to obtain childcare because their kids are out of school. And that's an added expense, an unplanned for added expense. These families do not have the extra funds to stock up on food or buy in bulk. Stress levels soar. And if things spiral out of control, more children could enter foster care. And if that happens, in this current situation with the coronavirus, will there even be enough foster parents? Foster parents are enduring the same challenges with kids home from school and decreased food supplies. So will they even be able to say yes to a new placement? And if they say yes, then they're going to need extra food and childcare help too. If they say no, where will the children go? This is the time for the church to rise and shine and love our neighbors. I've been studying the book of Esther with my Bible study ladies, and I can't help but see the parallels here. Esther's normal life was turned upside down when she was taken to the palace and added to the king's harem. It wasn't her choice. That trauma was forced upon her, but in the midst of her life-changing crisis, God was at work. He anointed Esther for such a time as this. And as she responded in obedience, she didn't focus on her life-changing inconveniences. Her focus was on her fellow Jews, her neighbors. She stepped up, sacrificed her own safety, spoke up, and saved her people. Every Jew living in Persia was spared. Church, we have been called to such a time as this too. Whether or not your church participates in Care Portal, this is a time to act. It's a time like we've never experienced before, a time for the church to be the church, to show our neighbors, young and old, the love of Christ. And if we are panicking, fearful, and food hoarding, how will we be able to be of any use to our neighbors? First, we have to put on our oxygen masks, you know, like what they show you in the beginning of a flight, or maybe you've experienced this, that would be very scary, but maybe you experienced where there's an in-flight emergency, and the first thing that we have to do when the oxygen masks drop down is put on our mask before we can help the person sitting next to us. If we don't, we won't be in any shape to help those around us. Well, we have to put on our oxygen mask in this situation. Our oxygen mask is God. Let's remember who He is. He is Jehovah Jireh, our provider. He is Jehovah Nisi, our banner of love and protection. He is Jehovah Shalom, our perfect peace. He is Jehovah Shammah, the one who is with us everywhere, for He is omnipresent. He is Jehovah Sebaoth, the Lord of hosts, our protector. He is Jehovah Raha, our shepherd who tenderly leads us, loves us, and keeps us. We must remember who God is and who we are in Christ so we can help our neighbors. Let's put on our spiritual armor and advance the kingdom of God at this time in history by being the hands and feet of Jesus. Remember that saying, I think it was from the 90s, dating myself, I know, but WWJD, what would Jesus do? Well, in the light of the coronavirus pandemic, what would Jesus be doing right now if He walked the earth as a man like He did in the days of His earthly ministry? Well, I think He would be meeting needs and ministering to the vulnerable, children in crisis and their caregivers, whether that be their biological family or their foster family. And I've got some practical ways for you to do what Jesus would do. Now, I talk about Care Portal, and if you aren't familiar with Care Portal, you can go to careportal.org to learn more about that. And basically, it's an online technology platform that connects child welfare workers connects the workers with the church. So as workers on the front lines are identifying families in crisis and the needs that they have, they enter them into this online platform, and our participating churches receive emails from the caseworkers whenever there's a need. And if the church wants to meet that need and help that family, they just respond to the caseworker through the email, and then the logistics gets worked out so that the church can serve that family in crisis. So it's an amazing, wonderful tool. You can learn more about it, like I said, at careportal.org. Justice for Orphans, my ministry, is an implementer of Care Portal in the Capital Region of Upstate New York. So for our churches that are using Care Portal, and Care Portal is in over 20 states across the country. And if there's a Care Portal near you, I urge your church to be part of Care Portal. So if I know we've got lots of different listeners, if your church is doing Care Portal and participating in that, I'm going to give you some tips. If your church is not participating in Care Portal at this time, or maybe it's not in your area, there's ways you can still help. I'm going to address those ways too. So hang in with me here. So if your church is a part of Care Portal, it's imperative that you respond to the requests in the portal. We've got a protocol of how to do that safely during this time of social distancing. So you want to check that out and reach out to us if you have questions about it. If your church is not a part of Care Portal, you can reach out to churches in your area that are part of Care Portal. You can offer to help with supplies or to volunteer with them. If you want your church to be part of Care Portal, you can go to careportal.org and enroll your church. And that way you can find out and get connected with families in crisis in your community right away. Now, whether you participate in Care Portal or not, there are many practical ways you can help. I talked with our partners in child welfare this week, and they say the biggest issue at hand is making sure families have basic necessities. They listed specific items families in crisis are in need of, things such as baby formula, diapers, food, and cleaning supplies. Families in crisis do not have the money to stock up on these items, and the county government are anticipating shortages of these items, meaning that they'll be hard to find if they're in the stores. Even if the families had the funds to purchase them, they might not be there for purchase. Food stamps and WIC do not cover diapers and cleaning supplies, even if they could be found in stores. Grocery store gift cards are very helpful. But if you or your church can acquire these items, please, please get them to families in need. These families in crisis that we're talking about, they don't always have the transportation to even get to the store. And in this time of crisis in our communities, the stores don't have very much on the shelves. So if you're in a position where you have items that you can share, or you have resources that you can tap into to provide these items for families, please reach out and get them for families in need. Again, if your church is part of Care Portal, you'll know where these families are. You'll have a way to connect with them. If not, you can reach out to your local child welfare agency or contact us at Justice for Orphans, and we can help you get started with doing that. During this time of social distancing, when you are reaching out to families, if you have items to help families with, leave them at the door. You can use a phone call to let them know you're dropping items off. You can include a note from your family or your church. That's the safest way to help without spreading germs. You don't have to go into a family's home and bring the items in. You can leave them right at the door. Churches can tap into college and high school students in their congregations. These guys are home from school needing something to do, and community service is a great outlet for them. So while a lot of our churches are filled with older volunteers, folks that could really help, they're part of that vulnerable part of our communities that really should not be going out into the community. They need to be, kind of like shelter in place and stay safe because they're vulnerable to the coronavirus. But we could tap into college students and high school students who are not sick. We want to make sure we're not sending any volunteers out who are having any kind of cold symptoms or anything. So those are the folks, the young people that you can send out to drop off items to families. It's a great way to get that population in our congregations involved. And of course, please pray. Pray for children and families in crisis in your community. Pray for child welfare workers who at this point are still on the front lines in the field, meeting with families in crisis every day. And of course, keep your community, your state, and our nation in your prayers. I want to read a scripture verse for you before we close out here. And it is from Matthew 22, 37 through 39. Jesus said, "You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, and with all your mind. This is the first and greatest commandment. And the second is like it. You shall love your neighbor as yourself." This is the church's finest hour. And while our church buildings might be dark and services are being live streamed, the church is open for business, the business of loving our neighbors. Thank you for listening today, and I hope you were encouraged and inspired by this message. Please know we are praying for you as we are all walking through these difficult days together. But I want to encourage you to love your neighbor and look for ways that God can use you to shine the light of Christ into the darkness we're experiencing at this time. We're so grateful for you. Some of us are called to adopt, some of us are called to foster, but we are all called to care. And this is a time where we really need to step up and care. How are you using your gifts to impact the lives of children in crisis? Let us know. We want to hear from you. Contact us at justicefororphansny.org. Let us know what you would like to hear. What are the topics that interest you most? Who are the guests? What kinds of guests would you like us to be interviewing? We exist to serve you. We want to inspire you and educate you and equip you. How can we best do that? I am your host, Sandra Flack, and I'm in the final stretch of edits for my book, and it's nice to have a little extra time at home, even if I have to fill some of it with homeschooling, to be able to finish my book. It's called Orphans No More, Journey Back to the Father. Please stay tuned to this podcast and to our social media for news and updates about when the book will be released. I'm hoping it will be this summer sometime. You can find and follow more episodes of Orphans No More on your favorite podcast platform and right on our website at justicefororphansny.org. Please leave a review. If you like what you hear in this show, share it with your friends. Let your friends know about it. Leave us a review. Leave us a comment. Help us know how we can better serve you and that you're listening. We want to know. We want to know who our friends are. And we want to be able to really serve you better. So we'd love to hear from you. Thank you for listening, and I look forward to being with you next week on Orphans No More.
Thank you for listening to Orphans No More, for sharing what you've heard and praying for vulnerable children everywhere. We hope you are inspired to walk out James 1:27 in whatever way God calls you. For more information, visit justicefororphansny.org.